The McAdams cheese plant was one of the major hires. Sold cheese all over the world. A lot of cheese went to England. Obviously, to manufacture cheese, you have to have a huge dairy industry in the area. And that led to having at least three, if not four, feed stores in the area. Plus, you had to have truckers to move all the milk to the plant. And it also, a lot of stuff went out on the rail system. So you had a rail station that it operated. So anytime you have a cheese making operation, it filters out. Milk was coming in from, you know, probably 20, 25 miles away just to keep the factory running. At one time in Hubleton, there were three other cheese factories. There was a condensing plant that made condensed milk. There's still a plant that makes Italian cheese. There was another plant that made cheddar and butter. If you take cheese making back, let's say to the 1900s, there was a cheese making plant about every 3 or 4 miles down the road because the farmers didn't have the cooling ability and had to get their milk into a product that would age really quickly. So one of the neat things is you can go around and find all these little foundations of very little small cheese plants. And I had the privilege of knowing some of the people that ran them. They'd make things like alfalfa cheese. And I would say to the guy, how do you make alfalfa cheese? He said, you go to a fresh field of alfalfa and you pick alfalfa leaves and you put it in the cheese. And I went, then he looked at me and said, how would you make alfalfa cheese?